Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers, and as ever, I'm just delighted to be with you. Yesterday, we had an exciting show, I do believe, on The Messenger. For those of you who were not able to attend, we had done, a first for us certainly, one of our conference calls with Archangel Michael, and we had done it on the radio show. That was a new one. Anyway, there were a few things that I wanted to talk about that in case you didn't hear. And for those of you in the audience who did attend that show, call in, tell us some of your experiences and what you have observed. Our number here is 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, 888-810-8322. Actually, the basis of this, our conference call yesterday with Archangel Michael, and it was extraordinary because he came with, he brought along his warrior angels, of course, Mother Mary and Mary Magdala were there, along with Yeshua. Pope John Paul was there, as he is Mother Mary's troubadour. And one of the purposes for the show yesterday was they were in attendance to help clear the physical body from things that have happened in the past in our lifetime, in the DNA that we have from our ancestors. And all of this is a part of ascension, because they are telling us that the body must be clear if we are to take our body to the next dimension. And one of the universal laws is that if there is an error of some sort of faulty thinking or attitudes or emotions that we have picked up on one dimension, that this has to be cleared before we can move on to the next dimension, that this is a universal law. People do not move on to higher levels until everything, it's sort of like taking your bank account and balancing it, you know, make sure you have no outstanding debts. So we've got to clear this. This was very evident from everything that we heard. I think, to me, one of the most fascinating things about this whole event yesterday is that we are entering the end of many several cycles, but one of them that's not spoken of too much is the 200,000 year cycle, and we are coming to an end of that. Now, interestingly, if you do some research on where were we as a race, as a planet, 200,000 years ago, well, lo and behold, according to science, and also according to what we see in Earth records, 200,000 years ago was the advent, so to say, of Homo erectus. This is when we took on the form of the bodies that we have now. And so 200,000 years ago, that's when this form began, and it is ending now, moving the body to the next higher level, the Adam Kadmon. That is the 200,000 year cycle. Now, what I found so fascinating about this is what Archangel Michael has told us about the energy that is coming to this planet March, April, and May. Well, that energy started 200,000 years ago. And what that was a supernova, a gigantic collision so far away from where we live that the light from that collision has just appeared on this planet. In other words, the astronomers just saw that collision in 1987. when they first spotted that. And if you are interested, you can do research on the internet. It is the supernova 1987A. Now, right after that, some of the particles fell upon the Earth. And those particles, and this is kind of fascinating too, I think. There is a large tank underground because particles from space actually do go through the surface of the Earth. They are captured in a tank of water. This was an experiment that was set up, and they found that they are picking up these tiny particles in this tank of water, and that's how they knew after they saw the site of this explosion in space. They then checked the tank of water that they had, and they saw some of these very early particles that had settled there. There were just a few of those that settled, and it was kind of interesting to the scientists that we didn't have more. Well, Archangel Michael has told us that this energy that is coming in March, April, and May is the particles, or the wave of energy, not the particles, but the wave of energy is finally reaching this planet from this collision in space that is supernova 1987. This is the energy that is changing. It is the setup, the foundation, the beginning, so to speak, of turning our bodies, our DNA, into the Adam Cadman. Imagine this. I was so blown away with this thought, to think that, first of all, man came upon the Earth in this present form that we are right now 200,000 years ago, and as we are entering upon this planet in this vehicle that we call the biology of our being, there is this explosion, the supernova, and it was planned. I just felt so overwhelmed by this, that at that moment, this is planned, that these particles are going to come here at this time, are going to be called by what Archangel Michael calls the Eye of Isis. And they are programmed to be here at this very time when we are moving into the next dimension, which they actually are calling our baby steps, because there are many levels, they tell us. I don't know, I can't remember that, but I'll accept their word. There's many levels. Friends, give us a call on topics that interest you. You might want to talk a little bit more about our conference call yesterday, or you might want to be connected with your angel, with a spirit guide. The phone number here is 877-876-5227, and in Canada, it's 888-810-8322. We're just beginning into the show, my friends. This is the time to call. I have a lot of faithful listeners. They just love waiting to the end of the show, and then they call in with a question, and we can't really answer their question completely. So call now while the night is young, so to speak, and we can give you our undivided attention. I was talking to Allison Bauman, who is, I believe, the numerologist par excellence on the website. Of course, we probably have others that I'm not familiar with. I'm sure they're all good, but I just really love Allison. I've come to know her, and I just admire her work so much. And I was talking to her about the fact how intricately this was planned 200,000 years ago. Man comes, we've got this supernova, and now we're in the entranceway of being prepared for a new beginning. And she said, well, that didn't surprise her at all, because she has learned this from numerology, you know, how everything is so planned. But I guess what blew my mind is the fact that it was 200,000 years ago. But then we know that Source, in Source's work, took a very long time in putting together this blueprint, this magnificent blueprint, and that the planning took eons of time in how we would judge time. Of course, Source, all there is, there wasn't the time factor that we're so accustomed to thinking about. But as I read the Universal Akashic Records for people, I am so enthralled at this incredibly intricate, beautiful plan that Source put together, not only for our own edification, but for the purpose of experimenting, of accumulating information, experiences, and then sending those experiences back to Source. What I have learned from the Akashic Records is just such an incredibly beautiful story that is unwinding. And to me, I am in awe when I hear these stories. And there have been many people who have asked for a reading. I do believe the soul prompts the individual to ask for a reading because there is just information they want their soul to become aware of. And I had done a reading a while back, and it was an individual who is working with souls at this time, working here because we are on the forefront, so to speak, of moving up to the next higher elevation that we call ascension. And when we looked into the records, and this is so fascinating, how each soul is brought into its spiritual form. Each and every one of us is so different, so unique in the colors. It is sparks were sent off from Source and went through this color wheel. And these colors, and they tell me that that sound, the sound, the color, is very distinct. And as these sparks came off from Source, Source had a very unique part for each one of us to play. And because of our very unique part that Source was calling us to complete, the necessary colors started dancing in this incredibly live dance to form that ability, and we'll get into the ability after we answer this particular individual who's calling. And your name?
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
What can we do for you today?
I was on your call yesterday, and
oh, good.
I had asked the question at the end of the show, unfortunately, about what my sole purpose was, so I thought I'd take a chance and call back today.
Well, at least you called in the beginning of the show.
Yes.
I'm. Okay, Sharon, let's see what we can get for you, dear. Takes a minute to connect.
Not a problem.
When I do something on the radio, it's not like when I actually do a full reading and can get into the details. And so what the cherubim do for something like this is they show me images, and they're starting first with the color. The color is very important, as I was just mentioning earlier, is that something comes in, has been programmed into this magnificent plan that Source put together, and as Source is integrating this plan with the souls, pieces of Source are thrown off, go through a color wheel, and that's why the colors are so important along with the sound. And they are showing me when you and you weren't the only one that was called at this time. There were others who share. There is a group, though they are saying it's not a large group. For instance, those who are created on the color ray of pink, which is a form of love, that is an extremely large group. But your color, and this is an incredibly vibrant, the best way that I can describe it is the way this color is reacting. It is like a flame. If you think of a very large candle, and at the bottom of the candle, you know, it has a big wick in it, so that base of that flame is relatively thick, and how it goes up to the top, it almost looks like a teardrop, the way the flame is shaped. And I haven't seen this before. Usually what I see are colors that are not contained in that teardrop shape. They are usually large expanses of colors, like a ball of color. And with yours, as I said, there is this candle, and at the candle shape, or the flame of the candle shape, and at the bottom of it, it is a vibrant gold, like a fire. It is the color of a flame at the bottom. And then as the color moves up towards the top, it becomes unlike a flame. It becomes a vibrant red that is very red. Unlike a flame, it doesn't have that orange color. So it's it is this bright golden kind of yellowish at the bottom, moving up to the top, sort of like a flame red. And then when it gets up to the very top, it is like a burgundy. And the cherubim wanted you to hear these colors. They're going into great detail to show me these colors, as they're saying this is very important for you to understand the reason that you were called into spiritual form. Then, as that goes up to the tip, there is an extremely large glow. Now, this is different from the flame light. It is a large glow of a color similar to the gold at the bottom, but it's more electrified. There is like little fingers of it shooting out, and over the top there is this white light that is almost dark light. I mean, this is more complex in its shape than what I usually see. And I have to say that this color is very extraordinary in that sense.
Wow.
Now, the sound that was there as your soul and the group that you are working with, and they are telling me that the group that you are working with are not all here on this planet, that they are spaced in other parts of cosmos. There are not many souls that were created on this color ray that you were created on. And so the sound is a remarkable sound. I am not hearing that particular sound. I have heard sounds in the past, and I'm telling you, you cannot duplicate the sound that Source made when souls were brought into spiritual form. I have heard it, and it is very unusual sound. It's very distinctive. And your sound is like a very high-pitched, almost a whine, very high-pitched. The stage was set for these souls to come into form and help with the division of dimensions. Now, this does not happen in every galaxy and in every group of planets. It happens in places where there has been an interference from those who are in opposition to Source. And so this occurs at the lower dimensions. It is something that Archangel Michael talked about yesterday. You may or may not recall. I did send out his words to everyone where he explained why there was a division of dimension and why it is necessary now for us as souls to move on to this higher dimension, and it is designed to separate those who wish to cooperate with the light and work with the light and those who are in opposition to the light. It was the only way that the spiritual forces could put this into effect by a division. And this division is going to be coming up soon. It is an energetic division in vibration. And you are going to be working with this. And it is so interesting that you are calling today, as I was giving the reading about another who is here who is working very similar to what you're doing, though his work is slightly different, but it is working with the division of the dimensions. Now, the next question would be, how are you going to do this?
Right.
Okay, you've got this really big label placed on you, which sounds like an incredibly big job. And in essence, nothing that any of us does is really any more important than what someone else does. We are all loved and cared for by Source. So even though it sounds like we were called forth at a time when it sounded like an insurmountable thing to overcome, not really. We are all in service. Source loves all of us the same because we are all individual sparks that were cast off from Source. So he's not Source, he, she, for all we know, her. Though I do think it is a mother, father, God. Holds within their view each one of us as something spectacular and unique and unusual and loved. So you might have a task which seems daunting, but it is not. Presently, and they are telling me this, presently, you are working on the inner planes. Your soul knows what you are to be doing. And that soul that we're talking about is right behind that part that is guiding you, is right behind the entranceway that we call the higher mind. The cherubim consider the higher mind an entranceway, a doorway to that part of the soul that is connected to the monad. And so what they are saying is that you are not connected as you should be. You're doing your work on the inner planes, but you are not remembering it. You are not doing this consciously.
Is there any way I can do it more consciously?
Well, they're telling you that right now you are doing this work in dream time, and it would be helpful. Of course, meditation is always helpful, but in dreams, what we experience in dreams is the back door of something that we are not willing to accept in the forefront, so to speak. If we're not willing to accept it consciously, then our guides and spirits will teach us to work through the back door of dreams. And this is what is happening to you right now. This work that you are doing to your ego sounds overwhelming. Your soul accepts it quite naturally. In other words, this is the job. Pack your lunchbox and go to work. But to you, as the individual, you see yourself clothed in this physical biology, and the job description doesn't seem like anything you're able to do.
Exactly.
And so you're pushing it in the back of your mind. You're doing the work, but it's, don't want to look in that door. That just seems too big. And so they're saying the first place to go look is, number one, to say, I am willing to face what I need to know. You have to accept this. I am willing now. I am open. I am willing to serve Source, to serve all that is. And then the second thing to know is what you have to do is really easy. They're showing me this carousel. You know, you get on the carousel, you go up and down on the horses until the ride is over. A piece of cake. And they're also suggesting that you put your hands up and go for the golden ring. I love their sense of humor. And so what they're saying is what seems to your mind as daunting is really a fun game. Get into it. Understand this is fun. Open up your heart. Be willing to accept and to look at what you have been afraid to examine. Start there. Acknowledge that you are willing to do this. Acknowledge that you are willing to cooperate with that doorway, your higher mind and your soul. And start by going to bed at night and setting up the thought, because everything is thought, that you want to remember, you are willing to remember what you are doing in the next step of your spiritual evolution, and write that down. The second thing is, and they are telling me this, that you need to meditate more. You know, I think this is something that we all need to do, because through meditation, we are learning how to connect and operate within the higher levels of vibration. Now, do you have a hard time getting into a meditative state?
I've tried over the years, and my mind would never just shut down long enough for me to do that. And December, I made a commitment to myself that I would do it twice a day, and I have stuck with it every day. And I've gotten to the point where I am going deeper than I have ever. But I still struggle a lot with that mind chatter.
Okay, what kind of props are you using? What kind of tools, if any? When you go to start meditation, are you using anything to help get you into the meditative state?
Just basically just talking myself through it.
Okay, you need a few things to work with to help you in the very beginning.
Okay.
I'll give you some thought. They're reminding me of a, I wish I could think of the scientist that did this test. There was a famous test that the Russians had done, and when a bell would ring, the dogs would start salivating, and Skinner came up with that, and I can't remember the name of the test, but it is conditioning, is what this is all about. It is conditioning. You have to condition yourself that says, okay, I'm ready to do this, and there needs to be something that as soon as you hear it, see it, feel it, smell it, it tells your body and your mind, okay, I'm ready to do this. This is why people light candles. Okay, you're lighting a candle. It is something that's programmed into your mind. What's going to happen now when I light this candle? I'm going to sit down and meditate. You might have a special piece of music that takes you up to the higher levels. And it is not rap music.
Or disco.
Something very beautiful that stirs your senses. Take one piece of music that stirs you that way. You light your candle. You play your music. You will find that after three or four times, the body becomes programmed. It's, okay, I know I'm going to meditate now. It's a shortcut. Some people use, they might even use flower essences. You can use the flower essence, you can use incense, you could use any one of these things, but whatever you even if you choose to use all of them,
okay.
Whatever you use, you do that when you start, because what you're teaching your consciousness is, okay, now is the time, we're going to sit down, we're going to meditate, but you also want to have this sense, this is fun. I'm doing something, but it's fun. It's an adventure. What might I learn? And so you've got maybe the sense of a beautiful scent. You've got the music. You've got the emotion of fun. You've got your candle, and it's very important to sit in the same chair every time. Do you have a special place where you sit and do this?
Yes.
That's good. And you bless that place, you clear it, and that is why people say a prayer. They say a prayer to clear that energy around your chair of any discordant thought, of any thoughts that perhaps are not helpful at this time. And you do one of those things, you do all of those things, and you will find that you're not going to be struggling at all. The mind will be trained that as soon as you do these things, as soon as you go through this routine, you're going to sit down and you're going to be there.
Okay. I kind of sense that there's something I fear.
That's what's holding you back. Yeah.
I do feel that.
Yes. What I would suggest to get rid of that fear is to call in Wednesday when Charlene is on, or the Saturday after next when Caroline is here to pull that fear out of your DNA.
Well, actually, Caroline, I'm the one that's disabled, and she had said that I needed a lot of work done. That about an hour and a half, she said, so she's going to let me know when she can be available to do that.
Okay,
so,
well,
hopefully that will help a lot.
Tell her about the fear, that you have a fear of meditating. The energy that came in yesterday that we worked with was incredible. I think you're going to see some results with that. As Archangel Michael said, they were working on the etheric, give it time to settle into the body. I saw a vision yesterday where I could see the skin on your body, the cells. They were showing me the cells on the body and how in between and among these cells there was this dark energy that was moving out. This was some of the debris that they worked with us yesterday. It was like a cloud of dark. Now, I felt a difference this morning because I had pain levels myself from an automobile accident, and I could feel the difference this morning. So, work with Caroline.
Okay, I'll
call. Be on the conclave call for the end of the month. I haven't sent out information on that yet.
The crown energy that I was feeling yesterday during the call was just wonderful.
A crown energy?
Yeah, I had it coming into my crown, top of my head, and it was just awesome.
Did you see or feel any of the individuals that were there?
No, uh-uh.
I had one of the ladies sent me an email and told me that she had seen Mary Magdala there and Yeshua standing behind her with his hand on her shoulder.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a beautiful sight. and people had sent me a few emails. Everybody hasn't reported yet of some of the things that they saw and felt. And in case you don't recall this, one of the things that Archangel Michael asked us to do is to work on looking into the next dimension, trying to either see or feel, intuit in some fashion, What you might do is start with your guardian angel. Start with calling in Archangel Michael's warrior angel.
Do you just call in your guardian angel?
Of course, my darling. You think they were assigned to eat lunch while you were down here working?
Sometimes I wonder.
I think it's very important for you to work on seeing into the next dimension. Call in your guardian angel. Try to have a relationship. Try to sense your guardian angel. Try to hear your guardian angel. As a matter of fact, they're standing next to you right now. Go within your heart center. Place your consciousness in your heart center. Feel your heart open up. Feel that love going towards your guardian angel. Give your guardian angel thanks. Your guardian angel has been with you through all of your lifetimes. This is the one that does not come and go. This is the one that stays with you. So through your heart center, open up, send your love, send your gratitude. He is holding a chalice out to you. The chalice of the priestess. Think on what you feel. What do you feel?
My heart feels blocked.
Your heart what?
My heart literally feels blocked.
That's what the problem is. Your heart is locked. That's why you're having trouble seeing into the next dimension. You're having trouble. Having trouble hearing your guardian angel. You're having trouble remembering in your dream state. And so the question is, why is your heart locked? And I would suspect that it is from this fear that you have. Something has happened that you have feared, and you have shut down your heart center. And this, my dear friend Sharon, is something that you need to talk to, definitely talk to Caroline about, to work with this fear. So that you can eliminate this fear and you can open up your heart center. This is what you need to work on right now, the most important thing, because your guardian angel is there. Your guardian angel is with you. And this is what you need to do. You need to open up your heart center. Until you get to talk to Caroline, I would suggest that you take some time during your meditation periods and work along with trying to open up your heart to Source, your God, all there is, and also open up your heart for messages and guidance that your guardian angel is not only willing but anxious to lead you to.
I will do that. Thank you so much, Carolyn.
My pleasure, dear.
And you have a blessed day.
You too. You're being held in the hands of God. And you have work to do, darling.
Yes, I do.
So get busy with it.
Well, I love you, and thank you so much.
I love you, too. My pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. And so, my dear friends, if there's somebody out there from U.S., 877-876-5227, give us a call. If you're from Canada, 888 888-410-8322. We're all about opening up the heart. It is going to be very difficult for us to function in the spiritual levels unless we are willing to remember love again. We have had so many things happen to us over our many lifetimes, and I can say this with a certain word of understanding, because I remember a lot of my past lifetimes. We triggered somebody's finger, and who's this? They dialed in.
Hi, my name is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Howdy.
Well, that was a very interesting name. Your mom decided to name you Michael.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of us out here, apparently.
A lot of Michaels.
Yes.
You think our dear archangel had anything to do with it?
It's a possibility.
Uh-huh. Well, I love talking to Michaels on this side or on the other side. So what do you have to offer, Michael, ask about?
Well, I was just listening, and you told that other lady about what her sole purpose is, and I was wondering if you might be able to do the same for me.
You know, people who ask for readings, that is the number one question out of all questions. And it is just so fascinating to me, all of the different jobs that we have. And I will mention this before I go to the cherubim and ask about you, is there are so many of us here on this planet that sometimes we have a tendency to feel like we're little people and we get lost in the shuffle. But I am so delighted to go into the records and ask this information, because what I find is none of us were an accident. Each and every one of us was called into form for a specific job that we were going to fulfill. And it is a beautiful and wonderful thing to know what it was, what colors we were born under or created under, and what our job is. Because once we start thinking about that and meditating on it, and become consciously aware of what we are doing, because, see, we've had all of our memory cut. To be consciously aware of what we are doing and why we are doing it, I have to tell you, Michael, it is the most incredible thing. And so I would like to offer that gift to you. Let us see. We're going to go to the cherubim. They are so beautiful. They are already waiting there, and they show their image to me as these incredibly beautiful young ladies. They are really androgynous. They are a perfect balance between the male and the female. However, they show themselves as the female because they have this incredibly beautiful, nurturing spirit towards humanity. And this group of cherubim are the ones that hold all of the Akashic records that move up through all of the layers, and they hold them in their library so that they turn these over to Source when Source asks for it. Source actually does ask for individual records, and when they do, there is a geometric symbol placed on their record. And even before I get there, Michael, and they're opening up the records, I just know you are one of my brother Templar knights. this is me recognizing you. Do you have an affinity and a love for that Templar period?
I can't say I do.
Well, do a little reading on it.
I will.
Yeah, I think you would be enthralled. Do some searches on the internet of the Knights Templar and see if this doesn't bring forth some memories of the past, because there was such great nobility and honor and service to the world. They were the protectors of the unprotected, You know, they didn't have police forces then. They didn't have some of the things that we have in modern society. Maybe that's a good thing. And so they held many of the spiritual secrets. They worked, their handiwork was involved with the building of the Gothic cathedrals in Europe. And these Gothic cathedrals had many uses that we, general public, is not aware of. But anyway, do a little reading. I think there might be some things there that'll stir your soul. And if it is, call me back and let me know.
Will do.
Or send me an email, carolyn@carolynevers.com. Okay, let's see what we can find out for you. Well, they were patiently waiting for me while I am chit-chatting with you. But they said that's okay because they believe in fun too. And before they show me the colors, they are holding a staff, and it is the shepherd's crook. You know the shape. You know what a shepherd's crook
right.
is. Okay. They are holding that shepherd's crook as your symbol, and they are saying that this symbol can say much in the way of knowledge, because it represents something that you have always done. You have been a protector of many people. You have been a leader. Many of the jobs that you had done for humanity was very similar to Moses, who led the Israelites, who tried to protect them. That in many of your past lives, you played that same kind of a role, and that is why they hold the shepherd's crook, because you were and still are a shepherd in the sense of gathering, leading, bringing souls to the light, even though at this moment in time, you do not realize that you have done that. They're telling me that you don't have your memories. Your memory bank has not opened, and it would be very important for you to cooperate with the higher mind, to connect with the higher mind, so you can remember some of this nobility that you have acquired in the past, because you're going to be using this nobility and this caring. They're showing me the symbol of deep love for humanity. And they're showing it to me in this very beautiful, not a red heart like Valentine's, but they're showing me this beautiful pink heart. This is the energy of your heart chakra. You have developed this in the past. It is not opened in this lifetime as it should be. They are saying work on that. You are approaching the entrance way. You have not connected to your higher mind yet. This is very important for you to do. You have been the shepherd. You have cared for people. You have loved people. And it is in this lifetime that you are going to be sharing with your friends and those close to you. Now, it's going to be on a smaller, intimate scale. You're not going to be doing the big things like you've done in the past, leading people to other areas, groups of people. This time, you're going to be working with your soul group. And in your soul group, you are going to be sharing and opening up the door to the love of Creator, to this very balanced point of view of loving one another. Do you have a small, closely knit group of friends now?
I would say probably not.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I have acquaintances, but I... As far as friends and the real-life social life, I don't have one. I work nights, so it kind of is not there at this time.
They are telling me that what you need to do is send out the intention to gather your group. You can do this by sending out the intention, and they are showing me what looks like a radio tower. Your mind is a radio tower, and to send those thoughts of connecting to your soul group, your guardian angel will work with you on this. And part of the reason why you are not moving along as you want to is the same thing that we discussed earlier, is you're not meditating. Are you meditating at all?
No. I have a real hard time, and I live really close to a busy road, and I can't shut out the traffic noise. The walls rattle sometimes and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, and you're working at night, and you're up during the day.
Yep.
And the key here, they're telling me, the key here is you must find a way to meditate. And even if it's earplugs, playing music to help overcome the noise of the street, even if it's putting green plants in the room to help soften the sounds, that you need to, even if you've got to put up a couple panels that absorb sound, that you're being held back from opening up as you should because you're not meditating. And the what they are reminding you of, you know this, but what they are reminding you of is that in the past, you belong to secret societies that helped bring you the disciplined time to go within and to connect to your higher mind. And what makes it very difficult in this society is we don't have that now. We don't have that support. And that's one of the reasons why people aren't meditating, they're not going within, they're not remembering. This is the secret of it all, remembering. You are not remembering who you are or the magnificence of what you are. You have been a leader so many times. You have strength within you, and you haven't found that strength yet. And it's going to be difficult to find that unless you meditate. Think
okay.
You might try and make an effort?
Yep, that's not a problem. I will make an effort. I will work on it more than I ever have before.
Yes, I can. You remind me of a person that would be dedicated once you had a goal. Do you find that you are, you know, a keeper of the goals? If you have a goal, you accomplish them?
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah, I sense that in your voice. You seem to me to be very goal-oriented. But call back later. Let me know when have some little breakthrough in this. You have such a great deal of strength and integrity and beauty behind this wall. Open it up, dear Michael. Let us know how it goes.
I will give it a try.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you very, very much.
My pleasure.
Have a great day.
You too. All
right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We were talking to Sharon about people who work in this level of ascension. And this was what I was talking about right before Sharon called. And what we had mentioned from this reading from the cherubim is that this particular soul stands on the inner planes. And there is a vibration or a sound that this soul carries. And when those of the dark, when he meets those in the dark on the inner planes, they hear that sound, and that sound reminds them of Source. And those who are really tired of being in opposition to Source, he leads them to the light. That was his job description. And he is starting to remember this and work along. He's working on the inner planes right now during sleep time with that. And we told him the same thing that we've told these other two lovely people is to meditate more. He had a partner that he could meditate with. And the whole thing here is memory. We are now at the point where we need to remember the magnificence of who we are, who our Father is. And I can tell you, being on the journey myself, that we hear these things that we have done and we kind of shy away from them. Can I really be that great? And then after a while, you start to sit back and accept, and then you start to work with what you were doing. So, my dear friends, I love you all. Tune in this Wednesday. Charlene will be with me. We will be working on things like clearing the DNA, some of the healing work that we have done. And so for now, this is Carolyn Evers sending out to you my love and a reminder just how wonderful and beautiful you all are. I love you. Goodbye.